Welcome to the Better ROI from Software Development podcast, a podcast aimed at those that fund software development and those that work with them. In a series of short weekly podcasts, I, your host Mark Taylor, hope to educate and inform on why traditional management processes won't get you the best return on your investment. And along the way, I'll provide advice on how to improve that. Hello, and welcome back to the Better ROI from Software Development podcast. Over the last few episodes, I've been looking at transaction-based costing as an alternative to the conventional CapEx-OpEx model in software development. In episode 174, I introduced the idea and how this approach could potentially provide more insightful financial metrics and drive cost effectiveness. In episode 175, I looked at the relationship between transaction-based costing and pay-per-use technologies like serverless and cloud. And in the last episode, 176, I explored the relationship between transaction-based costing and value stream teams. In this week's episode, I want to look at the relationship between transaction-based costing and small batch sizes. Let's first establish what we mean by small batch sizes in software development. Small batch sizes are about breaking down work into smaller, more manageable pieces. Picture it like a complex puzzle. You don't attempt to solve it all at once, but rather piece by piece. By doing so, you make the problem less daunting. You allow for faster completion of individual tasks, and you can adjust more quickly to changes. Now imagine applying this principle to software development and the potential benefits you could reap in terms of efficiency and cost management. Let's discuss this with an example. Picture a factory assembly line. In traditional batch processing, a large batch of items would move down the line with each station performing a specific task. It's efficient in theory, but what happens when there's an error or if changes are needed? The entire batch is affected. This is where small batch sizes come into play. In software development, it's about breaking work down into smaller, bite-sized tasks that can be completed quickly and iteratively. The assembly line still exists, but the product moving down the line isn't one large batch, but many small batches. The advantages of small batch sizes are manifold. Firstly, it accelerates feedback loops. Smaller tasks mean quicker completion times and faster feedback on what works and what doesn't. Secondly, it minimizes the impact of errors. A problem in a small batch is much easier to rectify than a problem spread across a large batch. Thirdly, it enables faster delivery of value. Completed tasks can be delivered more quickly, keeping stakeholders satisfied and engaged. Now imagine you're producing a complex piece of software with thousands of lines of code. If you work on a large batch basis, you'll only see the fruits of your labor after an extensive period of development. Errors or changes become costly affairs. Contrast this with small batch sizes. You're regularly delivering finished parts of the software. Feedback can be received and acted upon swiftly. Errors are detected early and fixed before they can impact the entire project. The concept of small batch sizes in software development is all about agility, efficiency, and risk reduction. By segmenting work into smaller tasks, you're able to deliver value quicker, respond to feedback faster, and limit the scope of potential errors. Now let's examine the role of small batch sizes in transaction-based costing. Think of transaction-based costing as a microscope zooming in on the individual costs associated with each task or transaction in the development process. Just as small batch sizes breaks down the work into more manageable tasks, transaction-based costing allows for detailed cost analysis at a similar granular level. Here's the connection. When you use small batch sizes, the scope of each transaction becomes much clearer. The cost associated with each task or transaction are easier to identify, track, and control as they're tied to a specific small piece of work. It promotes efficiency because with costs being so much more visible, waste is more apparent and can be eliminated more effectively. It enhances cost effectiveness as you can quickly spot and address areas where costs might be escalating. Let's look at a practical example. Let's say we've a development team working on a new feature, which they've broken down into 5 small tasks. With transaction-based costing, they can see exactly how much each task costs, which includes factors like time spent by developers, resources used, and any other associated overheads. During the project, they notice that task 3 is taking much longer than anticipated, leading to higher costs. Because they are using small batch sizes, they can quickly identify the issue, adjust the approach for this specific task, and thereby control the cost escalation. This wouldn't be possible if working on larger batches, where tasks are intertwined and the costs are harder to pinpoint. The granularity of small batch sizes is what allows transaction-based costing to shine, giving teams the insight they need to drive cost effectiveness. When you combine small batch sizes with transaction-based costing, you're essentially pairing a powerful method of work with a detailed approach to costing. This combination brings several key benefits to your software development process. Firstly, we have that enhanced agility. With small batch sizes, you can make quick adaptions based on feedback, and changes are far less disruptive to the overall project. Transaction-based costing allows you to see the financial impact of those changes instantly, meaning you can adapt not just your development strategy, but also your financial strategy on the fly. Next, there's better predictability. Small batches make the work and the associated costs much more predictable. You can more accurately forecast the resources you'll need for each task and avoid unexpected costs. Transaction-based costing adds another layer of predictability by tracking costs at such a granular layer, which can improve your financial forecasting. Thirdly, combining small batch sizes with transaction-based costing results in enhanced transparency. You're not only breaking the work down into small, manageable pieces, but also breaking down the associated costs. This provides a granular insight into where costs are incurred, making it easier for stakeholders to understand where resources are being allocated. Lastly, this combination leads to streamlined processes. Small batches reduce waste by ensuring that you're only working on what's necessary and can adjust quickly to changes. Meanwhile, transaction-based costing helps identify where resources might be wasted, further improving value delivery. So, by merging small batch sizes with transaction-based costing, you're essentially creating an environment where you can work smarter, adapt faster, predict better, and deliver more value. Despite the significant advantages of combining small batch sizes with transaction-based costing, it's essential to note that this transition does present its own set of risks and challenges. The shift from traditional costing methods to transaction-based costing can initially seem daunting. Traditional methods often pool costs into larger categories, whereas transaction-based costing requires a far more detailed and granular approach. It's not simply a procedural shift, but a cultural one too. Teams need to acclimatise to this new level of financial transparency, which may necessitate additional training and periods of adjustment. Implementing small batch sizes also brings challenges. It requires an overhaul of project management methods and might necessitate a shift towards more agile practices. It can also necessitate a reconsideration of how tasks are divided and assigned, which can disrupt established work patterns. Furthermore, there are technical challenges to consider. Dependencies between tasks can be more complex to manage with small batch sizes, and ensuring consistency and integration between small parts can be a significant task. Lastly, there's a balance to be struck between efficiency and potential risk. While small batch sizes and transaction-based costing can certainly drive efficiency and cost effectiveness, they can also surface more frequent cost-related decisions and issues. It's crucial to have the process in place to manage these effectively and avoid becoming paralyzed by analysis. To navigate these challenges, careful planning is needed. It's essential to ensure that all team members are on board, understanding the rationale behind the change and are equipped with the skills and knowledge necessary to work in this new way. As we wrap up this episode, let's revisit some of the points we've covered. We began by defining small batch sizes, breaking work down into more manageable tasks, which can improve the speed and quality of your output. We then explored how small batch sizes play a pivotal role in transaction-based costing, promoting efficiency and cost-effectiveness by enabling more precise tracking and control of costs. We've also examined the benefits that come with this combination. Enhanced agility for software changes, better predictability for improved financial forecasting, enhanced transparency for granular insights into cost allocations, and streamlined processes for reducing waste and improving value delivery. Remember though, this journey isn't without its challenges. Transitioning from traditional methods and implementing small batch sizes requires a shift in mindset, adjustment in practices, and a balancing act between efficiency and potential risks. In next week's episode, I want to wrap up this mini-series on transactional-based costing and tie it all together with some closing thoughts. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode. I look forward to speaking to you again next week. This podcast has been hosted by me, Mark Taylor. It has been provided by Red Folder Consultancy Limited, a consultancy that can help you achieve better return on your software development investment. You can contact them at red-folder.com or reach out to me on Twitter at redfoldermark. If you're getting value from this series, please tell a friend and help me grow my audience.